When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Wednesday, August 2nd. Second show of the day for y'all. Recording back-to-back. Talked about practice number 12, recapped that. Wanted to go into the Jaguars' first unofficial depth chart. Obviously, you release a depth chart for every game of the season. First preseason game is coming up this week. So in the Jaguars' media release for the first game of the preseason against the Kansas City Chiefs on Saturday, the Jags have their first unofficial depth chart, and we're going to go through it. I thought there was some interesting stuff that I wanted to talk about. A lot of people have been asking questions about the depth chart, so we're going to dive into it and try to parse through what's real, what's not, what's actually going on here, right? Because there's some question marks for sure when looking through this depth chart. We're going to roll through the whole thing. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member here on YouTube. So we'll start with the offense, defense, special teams, all that fun stuff. Wide receiver, outside wide receiver, number one, Gabe Davis. No surprise there. Behind him, Elijah Cooks, then Seth Williams, then Joshua Cephas. I would guess that Cephas ends up being ahead of Seth Williams. I do think Cooks is doing a good job, though. So it's going to be interesting to see how the wide receiver room shakes out. Offensive line, no big surprises here. Left tackle, Cam Robinson. Left guard, Ezra Cleveland. Center, Mitch Morris. Right guard, Brandon Scherff. Right tackle, Anton Harrison. At left tackle, Walker Little is listed as the top backup. Right tackle, Jamon Foster listed as the top backup. I think either side, Walker Little would be the top backup. Cooper Hodges and Blake Hantz listed as the top two backup guards. Luke Fortner listed as the backup center. There's no surprises on the offensive line, okay? At tight end, Evan Engram listed as the top receiving tight end, then Josiah DeGuara, then Patrick Murtaugh. Murtaugh just had surgery, so I saw him out there today on crutches. It was good to see him smiling and just what a warrior going through what he went through earlier in the week or late last week. Can't remember. Days are all jumbled this time of year. And then tight end, your blocking tight end, right? Luke Farrell listed at the top, then Brenton Strange, then Bowman, then Myrick. It's hard to say. Like, I think that Strange and Farrell and Engram are all locks to make the team, so it's not like a big deal either way. But I do think that Luke Farrell is more prepared to make an impact, a positive impact, than Brenton Strange as a blocker right now. Even though Brenton Strange has more upside, I still think that Luke Farrell's experience gives him a little bit of an edge there. We'll see how it ends up working out. Quarterback, Trevor Lawrence, Mac Jones, CJ Beathard. So Mac Jones is number two on the depth chart. Not a big surprise for me, even though that you've seen the quarterbacks going back and forth between who is at the top and, or excuse me, who's number two and number three between Jones and Beathard. I think the Jaguars traded for Mac Jones for a reason, and it would take a lot for him to not be quarterback two on the Jaguars in 2024. I would not be surprised if they keep three. I would not be surprised if they try to stash CJ Beathard on the practice squad. Running back, Travis Etienne, Tank Bigsby, D'Ernest Johnson. Jalen Jackson is listed as RB4 ahead of Keelan Robinson, which is interesting, certainly. The Jaguars drafted Keelan Robinson. And so could he potentially not make the team? Is that possible? Sixth-round pick, so it's not like it was a high-value pick. It'll be interesting. Certainly, it will be. And then looking at specialists, you don't see Keelan Robinson's name there either. I do think as a running back, Jalen Jackson has certainly been more impressive than Keelan Robinson. Robinson also has dealt with injury, hasn't been fully participating in a lot of these practices. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out, certainly, at the back end of the running back room, if they keep four wide receivers. We already talked about Gabe Davis on the outside. On the other side, you've got your slot and your Z. Christian Kirk listed as the top slot, then Parker Washington, wide receiver, Z, Brian Thomas Jr., Devin Duvernay. So no big surprises there. You've got your depth guys behind them. I think everything looks pretty straight up at wide receiver. No surprises. Defensively, though, is really where you start to see some interesting things, in my opinion. Devon Hamilton, Eric Armstead, Josh Hines-Allen, Trayvon Walker, Foye Aluikun, all that standard stuff, right? All those guys are starters. You see Roy Robertson-Harris as a top backup behind Eric Armstead. You see Jeremiah Ledbetter or Tyler Lacy as the top backup behind Devon Hamilton. They are definitely in a good competition. I agree with that there. Deshaun Dixon listed behind Josh Hines-Allen, ahead of DJ Coleman. That's interesting. Trayvon Walker listed behind Travis Gibson listed behind Trayvon Walker. Excuse me. Not a surprise there. Rasheem Green as the number three behind Trayvon Walker. I think it'll be interesting to see who makes the roster between Dixon, Coleman, Green. These guys are all fighting. Miles Cole, a draft pick by the Jaguars. So there's definitely some interesting depth battles at edge, for all intents and purposes. Foye Aluikun, the obvious starter off ball. And he will be the green dot player. What's interesting here at Will and at Salmon, a lot of people make a big deal about the difference between Mike and Will at the NFL level. The only in a 4-2-5 type of defense, the only real difference between the Mike and the Will is strong side of the play or not. Like they basically are the same position. And Foye, again, the green dot player who communicates everything. But Chad Muma listed ahead of Devin Lloyd. It's Chad Muma or Devin Lloyd at Will. And then at Sam, when you have three linebackers on the field, which Sam is really more of closer to an on-the-ball kind of hybrid type of player, Chad Muma or Yasir Abdullah.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
That's not a surprise. I think Chad Muma is the starting Sam. Starting Sam, in quotations, because you really don't have a starting Sam because you're usually not going to have a Sam linebacker on the field. At least more often than not, you're not going to have one out there. But Chad Muma being listed as an off-ball linebacker, starter, or Devin Lloyd was very, very surprising to me. It honestly doesn't make sense to me. Why Why is this the case? Why is Chad Muma or Devin Lloyd listed as the starter next to Foye Aluokun, when clearly Devin Lloyd has been the starter for the Jaguars? He has looked like he's gotten more starting reps, certainly, throughout training camp. He has looked better than Chad Muma. Is this a motivational tactic? Is this an oversight? Is this the Jaguars want to see more of Chad Muma in this preseason game than they do of Devin Lloyd? I don't know what it is. I really don't. Whatever it may be, though, like if I'm Devin Lloyd, and look, we've heard in the past that, you know, kind of PR teams put together the depth chart more than the coaches do early on, you know, when it's unofficial like this. Ryan Nielsen said in his press conference today that ultimately Doug Peterson decides on the final unofficial depth chart. This doesn't make any sense to me. Bottom line, Devin Lloyd is the Jaguars' starting linebacker next to Foye Aluokun. You're usually going to have two linebackers on the field. Those are your two starters. Straight up. So I wouldn't worry about it for Devin. Like, if you're a big Devin Lloyd fan, and you should be because he's a good football player, if you're a Jaguar fan, but it doesn't make sense to me, not one bit. And then you've got cornerbacks, Ronald Darby, Tyson Campbell, no big surprise there. The only really weird thing, your two rookies, Jarian Jones and Deontre Prince, are listed at the bottom of the corner depth chart. I don't see that at all. To me, Jarian Jones has been the third best corner after Darby and Campbell. Some other guys have made plays, sure. Like Amani Oruwariye's made a lot of plays. Christian Braswell's made a lot of plays. But Jarian Jones and Prince have outperformed Tavon Campbell and Trey Flowers, in my opinion, and Buster Brown. So that's interesting. I think maybe that's just like, you know, rookies got to work their way up the pecking order. Because you also do see, you know, Mason Smith and Jordan Jefferson and Miles Cole buried on the depth chart a little bit. Josh Proctor as well, which that's more realistic at safety. But another interesting thing here is Christian Braswell listed as the starting nickel. Andre Sisco listed as the starting strong safety. Darnell Savage listed as the starting free safety. That makes absolutely zero sense to me. Zero sense. Okay? I'll tell you how it is. This is what it's going to be. Darnell Savage is going to be your starting nickel, okay? Antonio Johnson is going to be your starting strong safety. Andre Sisco is going to be your starting free safety. That's what it's going to be. Why is it made like, why did they do this? I don't know. Again, is it motivation? I don't know. But it's not real. It's not. Antonio Johnson is a starter for the Jaguars. Andre Sisco is a starter for the Jaguars. Darnell Savage is a starter for the Jaguars. Sisco at free safety. Johnson at strong safety, Savage at nickel. That's the way it is. That's the way we've seen it. That's the way they've talked about it. That's the way it's going to be. So why is this depth chart absolutely bonkers when it comes to the linebackers and safeties and nickel? I have no idea. I really don't. But I would say it is bonkers. Doesn't make any sense to me. Where is it coming from? Don't know. But in this defense, this Ryan Nielsen defense, you will have plenty of like two high shells. So strong safety and free safety, the distinguishment between those two positions won't matter as much in a lot of situations. But Sisco is the free safety. Johnson is the strong safety. And Savage is the nickel. I think that's pretty clear. I think it's also pretty clear that Jarian Jones is not at the bottom of the cornerback depth chart. And I think Deontre Prince isn't either. So we'll see how it all ends up playing out. But again, I would be shocked if this is like a realistic look at what the Jaguars defensive depth chart actually is going to look like come the end of preseason. This just doesn't make any sense to me. Would love to know what y'all think. Drop your thoughts in the comment section below. Wanted to clear this up. Oh, and we will dive into special teams, actually. Obviously, Cam Little, Logan Cook, Ross Matisic, your starting kicker, long snapper, Ross Matisic, punter, Logan Cook. Starting punt returner and kick returner, Devin Duvernay. What's interesting here, and again, I don't know what the situation is, but your backup punt returner because Parker Washington, your backup kick returner or number two kick returner, is Tank Bigsby. Again, Keelan Robinson left out of the mix there. Why is that? Is that because you want to get looks at these guys on this upcoming game? I don't know. But the Jaguars drafted Keelan Robinson to be a returner. They drafted him to be a gadget type of player on offense. Why isn't he listed on the special teams depth chart at all? I don't know. Not sure. But again, really appreciate y'all. Drop your thoughts in the comment section below. If you enjoyed the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Y'all have a good one.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.